Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Contextual Understanding. Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Psalm 55:22. Psalm 55 is a deeply personal lament, traditionally attributed to King David, and it invites the reader into the inner life of a leader under intense pressure. The superscription identifies David as the author, and both the tone and content align with other psalms that emerge from seasons of crisis. This is not detached theological reflection. It is a prayer forged in the immediacy of fear, betrayal, and instability. Understanding this context allows Psalm 55:22 to be heard with its full weight and pastoral force. The most striking feature of the psalm is its relational dimension. In verses 12 through 14, David identifies the source of his deepest pain, not an external enemy, but a close companion. It is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. This language suggests betrayal within a trusted relationship. Many interpreters connect this to the events surrounding Absalom's rebellion, 2 Samuel 15 through 17, when David's trusted counselor, Ahithophel, turned against him. While the psalm does not explicitly name this event, the overlap in themes, political upheaval, personal danger, and relational treachery, provides a historically plausible setting. David speaks as one whose personal and public worlds are unraveling at the same time. The setting of the psalm also contributes to its intensity. David describes a city filled with violence and strife, where oppression and fraud do not depart from its marketplace. This urban imagery reflects a breakdown of social order and justice. David is not removed from the conflict, he is surrounded by it. The city that once symbolized stability and peace now embodies chaos and threat. This context heightens the emotional urgency of the psalm. His distress arises not only from private grief, but also from the collapse of communal trust and security. Within this setting, the purpose of Psalm 55 becomes clear. It functions both as a plea for deliverance and as a model of faithful lament. David gives voice to the full range of human emotion. Anguish, my heart is in anguish within me. Verse 4. Fear, the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Verse 4, and longing for escape. Oh, that I had wings like a dove. Verse 6. These expressions provide language for believers who find themselves overwhelmed. At the same time, the psalm consistently directs these emotions toward God in prayer. David does not suppress his distress. He brings it into the presence of the Lord. Psalm 55 also displays a clear structural movement. The opening verses are dominated by panic and disorientation, while the latter portion reflects growing confidence in God's justice and care. Verse 22 stands at the center of this movement. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. In context, this verse serves as a turning point. David shifts from describing his turmoil to prescribing a response. He exhorts himself, and by extension, the reader, to move from internalized anxiety toward active trust in God. The command to cast signals decisive action, while the promise of God's sustaining presence grounds that action in divine faithfulness. The psalm concludes with an affirmation of God's justice, verse 23, reinforcing the truth that burdens entrusted to the Lord are neither dismissed nor forgotten. Instead, they are met with His righteous action and sustaining grace. In the broader biblical witness, This theme continues as God's people are repeatedly invited to entrust their anxieties to Him. 1 Peter 5:7, Matthew 11:28 through 30. Psalm 55, therefore, prepares the way for a theology of prayer that rests fully on God's willingness to uphold His people. Take action. Open your Bible and read Psalm 55 in its entirety. Reflection questions. 1. What situation likely forms the background of David's distress? And how does betrayal shape the tone of the psalm? 2. How does the setting of the city contribute to David's sense of anxiety and urgency? 3. In what way does verse 22 function as a turning point within the structure of the psalm? Memorization reminder. Continue committing Psalm 55:22 to memory.